It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnau with KRWG News. A local emergency food organization says they are thankful for the support and donations that they have received for a number of programs, but they say they still need more volunteers and monetary donations to continue helping the community. Emily Guerra talked to Casa de Peregrinos Executive Director Lorenzo Alba about how they've handled COVID-19.
There's been a lot of changes with COVID-19. How has that affected Casa de Peregrinos?
Initially, we weren't really affected in a really negative way, just because in the last 2 years, this is like the second crisis we've dealt with. I mean, last year, we had the migrant crisis going on. And then this year, we had COVID come in. We were more prepared on how to handle this situation. There's a couple of us that have a little bit of background on how to deal with these things up front. So we did. And then, you know, the support started coming in. The city of Las Cruces, Doña Ana County, some big business partners came through for us. And financially, what we thought was going to be a disaster because of COVID has turned out to be, you know, a really good thing for us, because the community has really recognized that we're doing everything we can to make sure that people have these resources available to them. You know, and our mission is very straightforward. We just want to make sure that families have food on their table, and especially for their children, make sure that their children are fed. So it's been a whirlwind. We've made a lot of adjustments to our operation so that we can make it as safe as possible for everyone that comes. At some of our other pantries, we're not even letting people get out of their cars. We're just basically doing drive-up pantries. But here, we've had to, every employee and volunteer that comes in gets their temperature checked. Of course, we do a lot of hand washing. We have gloves that we wear. We have the face masks that we wear. We follow very stringent procedures on cleaning up. We have a professional group that comes in every other week to disinfect our entire facility, above and beyond what we do on a daily basis. And it's time-consuming, it costs money, but we want to make sure that we're here for people, and we'll do anything it takes to make sure that it's as safe as possible for the families that come in for assistance. The numbers have began to kind of spiral up at this point, but those are some of the changes that we've made. Like I said, at some of the other pantries, the mobile food pantries, we let people just drive up in their car. We go to them. We get a verbal signature from them, and we put the food in their cars. It's that simple.
And where are the mobile food pantries?
Well, they're all over the colonia, say as far south as Chaparral and as far north as Garfield. We have 13 rural pantries, and then the ones here in town are at the senior centers, the five senior centers, and then at the three college campuses here. Doña Ana's Community College is two campuses here, and then also the NMSU campus in a partnership with the Aggie Cupboard.
This is your 41st year?
It is, and I always remind people of that, because it's not easy to stay this relevant for this long as a nonprofit. The bottom line on it is that this is a service that is very much needed in our community. Doña Ana County has always had a very high poverty level in our county, has always lingered around 24-25%. That hasn't changed since I've been here for 9 years. You would think it would. There's probably a number of factors behind that, but we want to make sure that this service is available all over our communities.
And the homeless program, that's very important.
You know, that program is here on the campus of the Community of Hope. It kind of goes hand in hand with what everybody else is doing here. We all work very well together. It's a very important thing that we do here in taking care of the homeless. What's nice about it is that we can centralize services for the homeless community here at the Community of Hope. We have the Community of Hope, who is just strictly homeless services. We have Jardín de los Niños here also, El Caldito Soup Kitchen, Amador Health Center, the St. Luke's Clinic, and then us here, Casa de Peregrinos. So everything's central. They don't have to go anywhere else to receive the services that they get. They can get medical. They can get daycare if they're trying to get out there and work. And they can get a lot of the services like ID services, get them into transitional homes. Really, the bottom line is trying to keep everybody off the streets and in homes. And we all do our part here And it's become the talk of the state, the talk of some other big cities that are looking at possibly doing a campus like this one. Very proud to be part of the alliance here at Community of Hope. But we are probably the only nonprofit here that serves a lot more than just the homeless. You know, we serve low-income families here as well. But we are in need of volunteers to come work some shifts here because we don't have enough. And during this COVID crisis, it's been difficult for us to keep the volunteers. We've made it as safe as possible for them.
You can listen to Emily's entire interview with Lorenzo Alba at our website, krwg.org. Stay with us. Marketplace Morning Report is coming up next.